Hello, you are listening to Artist Tech Media Podcasting. We are lucky to have Snowflake, one of Toontrack's select artists, in the studio with us here tonight. You can check out her music, her blogs, her artwork, and find out a little bit more about Snowflake at her Toontrack website. It's toontrack.net/snowflake. How you doing, Snowflake?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming. We are here because you just did recently had a remix contest on ccmixter.org. Is that correct?
Yes, it was an amazing experience.
So how's that work now? Tell us a little bit about CC Mixter and how you went about this remix contest.
CC Mixter is a site that basically incorporates the Creative Commons. So individuals like myself can write a song, we can record a vocal track, put it up, and then the community can collectively participate. They can do a remix, change the key, edit it all up, mix and mash.
So you put up some samples, some of your music, some of your ideas, your poetry or whatever on the site, and then you got remixes back. Basically, you ran a contest saying, please remix this.
Exactly. So Victor Four Stones at CC Mixter helped us out by doing a blog post and a call for remixes because we wanted to do something to make a difference for Earth Day, specifically the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is in the North Pacific Gyre, an area that is more than twice the size of Texas that's filled with plastic. It's actually 6 to 1 plankton to plastic, so other way around, actually. There's 6 more plastic particles than plankton out there. So I was concerned, and a lot of the mixers were concerned. And so we had sort of a remix contest, and the winner we gave money to charity in their names.
And we're going to hear some of these mixes later on in the podcast.
Yeah, I had a really difficult time choosing my favorite. I actually still had a tie because there were 2 that I really loved. But there were probably 8 or 10 that I just couldn't stop listening to. And so DJ Cunique, someone I've worked with, he's on the East Coast, he's an incredible DJ. He actually did a mega mix of his favorite 8 mixes that were done at CC Mixter. So we're going to play that in the podcast.
He's also a Toontrack select artist, right?
Right.
So you had these mixes come in from people from that you'd never met before, really, just got your stuff. It's under this Creative Commons license. They remixed it. They sent the mixes back to you for a contest. And then DJ Cunique remixed the whole thing. And that's what we're going to listen to here in a few moments, right?
Right. So he took the 8 mixes he liked and burned them all to CD. And then he got CDJs. And actually, this is a live... He spun it and did all the transitions. And it's a live recording of him mixing these 8 tracks together, so that's really cool.
Wow, that's really cool.
So I'd love to tell you about the individual mixers. Is that cool?
Yeah, please.
So the Cunique and Kirsten, his wife, and she's an awesome person too. They picked out their favorite tracks, and they picked the Apologize mix. Let's see, it's called Earth Day by Chuck Berglund, and then they picked Simplicity from Unreal DM. They picked the Viking mix by Spinning Merkaba. I'm Sorry for the Falling Snow by Forensic. Apologize by Ditto Ditto. Sorry by Radio Times. Apologize by Brad Stanfield. And Apologize Unplugged by Alex Barroza. And so those are the DJs, or those are the mixers that are mixed together, and they're mixes of my track Apologize, and Cunique put it all together. So it's very collaborative, which is what I think the future is.
What was Apologize? Tell us about the lyrics.
The lyrics are embedded in the tracks if you go and get them at my site. And I also have the lyrics there, toontrack.net/snowflake, as you mentioned. It's basically just about the gyre and how we are all responsible for all of the plastic waste that's out there that's killing all the wildlife. It's not a United States issue, it's an international issue, and it's an issue that we're all contributing to, but we can all make a difference by limiting our use of plastic and limiting the amount of plastic that we throw away or even put in recycle bins, because most of it doesn't ever get recycled.
You mentioned earlier that you thought that this whole concept, what you're explaining to us now, is the future of music and collaboration. And how do you see music affecting the environment?
Well, I think music has always been on the forefront of every major social change, you know, from the Renaissance to, you know, the 1970s and the beatniks. And music has a way of transcending politics or philosophy because it goes right to the soul. And it seems because musicians are in touch with that aspect of themselves, they seem to be more sensitive to the issues around us. And so that's how music brings awareness.
Wow, that's deep. Well,
I am a snowflake.
She's a snowflake. And she's here with us, and we're going to listen to those tracks now, and then we'll talk to you after the mix, right? So here we go. We're going to spin it.
Enjoy the mix.
All right, cool.
Thank you, DJ Cunique, and everyone else, all the mixers, you guys rock.
We are in the studio with Snowflake. We're about to listen to DJ Cunique's I Apologize for the Mega Mix here at Artist Tech Media Podcasting. Thanks for listening.